it's December, and that means it's the first year anniversary of my Dom taking control of my orgasms. This time last year, he gave me a lot of tasks, and pretty much I was edging a lot, and sometimes I got to come, and it was really great. He's also my boyfriend, and this year we decided to try to do something special. It's kind of lagged the first few days of the month, but he gave me a task to do today. Now, I don't know if I'm posting this or not, because he told me that today I am supposed to read a script from Reddit, preferably one that ticks my kinks. Now, I don't think this one ticks all of them, but it's something I thought would be fun to record. Not only am I supposed to record, but I am supposed to record while edging with my wand. So you're probably going to hear the vibrations, and I probably won't be able to read properly because my focus is going to be split two ways, halfway through with my toy and the other half trying to actually read what happens. And he said, if I'm feeling brave, I can post the results. So I don't know if I'm going to do it or not, but here's me I'm going to try to record. So I'm sorry in advance for the sounds of the vibrations. I don't know if that's going to make it hotter or not. I'm actually probably not allowed to come. So it's just going to be a lot of edging and frustration. And I'm currently on my period, so it's not going to be directly on my clit. Because mess creates a mess, but this is going to be interesting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So the script is called Decorate Me, and this is, going to be a very strange recording, and I apologize in advance if I do post this and it sucks. But yeah. Okay. Let's start the wand, and bear in mind, I have to keep edging, which means that there's going to be a lot of on and off with the sound of the vibrator, so you might, like, get used to the background noise, and then it'll stop, or get louder. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, let's turn it on. Oh my God, okay, so this is going to be an interesting recording. Okay, we got this. You invited me to play a little game with you and a few men I've known for years. I've had some fun, dirty times with all of you over the years, and you thought I'd like to celebrate the holidays doing something special. You've all decided to make me your tree this year and decorate me. I don't blame you. Of course, I jumped at the chance. You all are such creative people, and I don't know what you're going to do to me, but I trust all of you, and I basically don't think I'll need my safe word. But if you make me say it, fuck. The idea that turns me on. I want them and you to be so depraved and push me to my limits. I know you have some really fucked up ideas, and I want you to make me experience all of them. So you told me to arrive naked and that someone would take care of the rest. I was not disappointed. You pull me into a room and blindfold me. And it's silky soft and snug and very effective. I then hear you whispering around me. And the only word I can make out is writing. And I don't understand what's happening until I hear the pop of the marker cap to my side. The markers glide across my skin almost effortlessly. The first words I feel written on my flesh were "little whore" scrawled across my cheeks, and that was soon followed by "fuck meat" across my forehead. You told me that's what they say, because you want me to know what I am. And I'm not in agreement. You all take turns writing filthy words all over my body with red and green markers, each denoting what I am and what I want you to do to me. Of course, someone is always playing with my pussy as they do, slowly building me up. I can feel the word cum slut sinuously being written between my shoulder blades and choke me across my collarbones. Upon seeing that one, someone quickly obliges and follows that instruction to the letter, and it becomes so hard to focus as I ride that knife's edge of consciousness. But in one of my lucid moments, I can remember someone scrawling, hurt me, edge me, break me above my teased and dripping little hole. And I want that so much. When the hand around my throat finally relents, I'm given a moment to compose myself before one of my decorators slides in behind me and whispers in my ear, asking me what I want. Use me, I whimper. In a deeper growl, he demands to know what I want more firmly, and I reply in a voice that's almost a scream, use me, please make me your fuck toy. And all he says in response is, it's not time for that yet. I feel a hand wrap around my arm and drag me towards the center of the room before bending me over the kitchen table. There are soon so many hands on me, slapping me, pinching me, and that's followed by licking and bites, and it's so much sensation that's overwhelming, but I know I can take it all. And as it goes on, one particular kind of stimulation takes over. It started with some spanking, but it escalated first to paddles, which felt so good on my ass and thighs. And then someone brought out a cane. That's when the impact play really got interesting. I didn't know it was coming when it started, of course. I'd never been caned before, but the pain is electric, and I felt it all through my body with every strike in two distinct waves. The first pain, then sting. So fucking good. And then there's that second delayed reaction. Fuck. I screamed, but I loved it. And hearing my reaction just encouraged you all, though I do hear a few shocked gasps too. I beat my painted flesh black and blue, but don't draw blood. It was all very controlled, perfect, at teasing, at my limits. I sort of don't want you all to stop, but you do have other plans for decorating me. You remove my blindfold and smile at me, because you want me to see what is gonna happen next. Once again, I catch my breath, grateful to have such attentive decorators. I notice someone pull out a small bucket filled with clothespins. Oh, fuck. And everyone gathers and begins applying them to me, one at a time, at various points along my body, starting with my nipples. After some generous licking and a few more bites, of course, each pin stings a little bit going on, and individually they don't seem like much of a problem. However, they're soon all over my torso, pinching my nipples and breasts and down my belly in threaded, well-spaced out rows. Each was oriented in a way that left the hole in the middle available. And at first I thought the aching was the goal, but soon each was populated by a small glass bulb on a wire hook threaded into the hole. They dangled and bounced together with an audible ping, the weight tugged at each pin, but they all held. Just as I was getting used to those sensations, I heard someone say that it was time to plug in the tree. And I watched as you walked and grabbed a fancy-looking retail bag and set it down in front of me before reaching down and pulling out a butt plug. And when you squeezed it slightly in your hand, a LED light flashed in the base of a variety of colors. I bent over the kitchen table again with a smile. The plug is a little bigger than I'm used to, but with the right lube, it slides in slowly and feels so good too. Even if that hand on my bruised and swollen ass cheek doesn't. I clench my ass around it, and you'll laugh as the light comes on. You give me a quick swat on both of my tender and aching ass cheeks before pulling me up for the next stage of the decoration process. There was a wooden coffee table, which someone had placed a pillow on. And you told me to get on my hands and knees, and I heard you all laugh because we all knew what's about to happen. I braced myself and licked my lips in anticipation. I want you all to use me and make me a good little cum dumpster. I've loved everything that's happened so far, and I want more. I want you all to fuck me until I can't think straight, and I'm already halfway to that point from my desire alone. I'm already so wet from everything you all have done to me. And when one of you starts to fuck my tight little hole, you slide right in with a gasp and long drawn out moan in one quick satisfying thrust. Feels so good, so right. And just knowing this is just the first of many. Oh, fuck. I know I'm going to come so many times and I just can't wait. Soon, someone stood in front of me and grabbed the back of my head, and I couldn't move before driving their cock into my mouth with a fury, and my tongue struggles to keep up, and before I know it, they're already pushing halfway down my throat, and I groan around it. And what started as a phasered stroke soon turned into a synchronized effort. First, it was having the cock in my cunt pushed deep into me while the one in my mouth was being pulled out, but soon both of you were holding me still and pounding into me at the same time. I had to try hard not to whine because I didn't want them to take that as a signal to stop. As things get rougher, you start pushing your cock so deep down my throat, using my hair to pull me down on it until my nose rests against your belly. I start to have trouble breathing, but this just turns me on even more. And while I have this gentle panic, I can feel hands touching my welts and bruises, making me groan from the wonderful pain. It's at this point that I notice another sound. The glass bulbs hanging from the clothespins tap against each other musically, and their weight tugs at my flesh, renewing the ache in each tender spot. The man behind me pounds into me and his hips slamming against my ass hurts. And I try to yelp from the pain, but I can't really make a sound with the other cock in my mouth. But each stroke is driving me closer and closer to an orgasm. But before I can, he pulls out with a laugh and denies me the orgasm I crave. I whimper around that cock in my mouth and wonder when he's going to come down my throat, when he too quickly withdraws, leaving me gasping. It takes me a second to realize just what's happening. Everyone is edging here, but I'm going to be the one who gets the worst of that. Because while the rest of you get to take breaks and catch your breath, I'm going to be relentlessly kept so close to coming and denied for as long as you all decide. I'm completely at your mercy. It's so cruel, but I want to see how far you can push this, how long I can take this before I snap. I'm fucked for hours and not allowed to come, and I never feel any of you come inside of me either, and because you're taking turns and changing positions, every cock that slides down my eager throat tastes like me, and I don't know how it's possible, but that turns me on even more. And it isn't just the fucking that's keeping me on the edge. Someone had the bright idea of using a small bullet vibe when someone isn't inside of me, and everyone laughs when I shudder and cry out. And just as I get close again, the delightful torture stops. I try to be quiet, hoping he'll mistake my silence as an indication that he should keep going. By the time he realizes he pushed me over, it would be too late, but he realizes that's what I'm doing. And he uses a lower setting that makes it even more frustrating for me. As the night wears on, I start to lose track of how many times I've been fucked. I'm so delirious from being held so close to release, but denied again and again, and I don't think I'll ever be able to come, and occasionally I think that maybe I don't want to, and that scares me a little bit too. But I think each of you had to have fucked me at least 4 or 5 times. That isn't even talking about all the face fucking too. I'm your good little whore. And if you all want to fuck me 100 times each, I'm here to serve. It's not going to take 100 times for y'all to be satisfied, though. Soon you collectively decide to pull me off the coffee table and place me in the center of you all on my knees. And you take turns frosting me like a cake with your cum. And with everyone having edge, there's just so much of it, too. It seemed like you all tagged my face and open mouth, but I can't catch it all. Targeted my face and open mouth, but I can't catch it all as much as I would love to. So a lot of it ends up all over me, in my hair and running down my belly. And it's making a warm puddle between my legs. I wipe my face with my fingers and suck them clean so I can see, but you stop me before I can do the same to my body because you want your collective cum to drip off me like tinsel. You tell me to stand up so that everyone can admire their handiwork. I can feel your cum pooled under my feet and between my toes as I curl them and giggle. Because now I know it's my turn to come now. I'm preparing myself for my release. Someone slides a lighted tiara with a star on it with my cum onto my cum-soaked hair. And I hear you all chant for me to sing "Oh Christmas Tree," which I think is a little silly, until I see one of you with a rabbit vibrator, and I smile and giggle, because I know exactly how much fun this is going to be. I take it in my trembling hand, like the little greedy slut I am. I use it like it is the best gift I've ever been given, and come almost immediately, just a few words into the song. But you're all telling me not to bend, not to move. I try my hardest to obey, but it's so hard. All I want to do is give in and just let the pleasure take me away. But the challenge of it makes each of these orgasms seem even stronger. My hysterical scene takes on a tortured tone as those waves of strained pleasure wash over me, and I squeal and whine and moan. And every moment of it is pure entertainment for you all. You watch your cum-drenched, bruised, inscribed, and ornamented little fuck toy singing and coming for your amusement, and you laugh and lick your lips, and I can see you getting hard again already. I don't think we're done. And I have so many more orgasms left before I'm completely spent. It's been a fun evening. I'm still disappointed you only managed to hurt me and edge me, but you didn't even get close to breaking me. I wanted that so much. I wanted you to make me beg for mercy and scream on my safe word. But there's always tomorrow. Maybe you'll make me scream that word then. After all, you're still going to need a tree. And I'm sure you'll come up with more fun ways to decorate me. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Shit, I want to come so bad. Not fair. Why does she get to come? I just get to be edged. Fuck. And I'm sweating. Oh, I need to change my shirt. Okay, it's recorded. I hope you guys enjoyed that because, well, it was very interesting to record. Mwah. Kisses for all of you.